Hi, welcome to today's T-Theory update for February 2. In today's update, there will be two charts, which you can see at the website. The first is a 10-minute chart of the S&P 500, which is known under the symbol of SPX, dollar sign SPX, at the stockcharts.com site, but it's for the S&P 500, with a very short-term tease. Which I have just discussed when we came up to the January 2 top, and I'm extending that discussion because it has a very interesting purpose, is to refine the forecast of an eventual low around the 750 level on the S&P as the next important low. That low looks to be progressing okay, and eventually at 750 or maybe a little bit lower, depending on how bad the news is, we'll form a new short-range T, and it will give you a rally, which I will discuss later. But that T is likely to collapse because we're sliding into a depression period, which I discussed in my long-term 40-year cycle chart, which is actually an 80-year cycle. And so we're just doing this as a refinement of the technical picture to show the trading bands and how that works. The momentum low versus the actual low is the key in the first chart. If you're just bringing this up, I would say that it's easier sometime if you're not sure how to use your browser. You really want to get three windows open before you get involved in this. You navigate to my site, and you can, for example, pick up this SPX chart, which is the first one. And then after you open that, you can go up to your browser and say open a new window, go to my site again, and this time open up the second chart, which is the regular daily short-range T chart, and then come back and open up a third window, and that one has to be the audio player. And these windows will usually just stack up. After you've got everything organized, you can just take the audio file and start it, and then you can either minimize it or push it away. It has to stay open in order to play the audio portion, but you don't need it. It has to be open, but you don't have to see it. And then you pick up the SPX chart as the first topic here. So you'll see that what we talked about in the earlier time period, that there would be a projection of a T using a basic time symmetry with a January 2 projected top. Well, it drifted over a little bit, which is okay because you never want to have T projected tops die out on you early, because then they lose their ability to do prediction work for you. And we have an absolute peak, which on a 10-minute basis is getting to be right on the at the end of the 6th of January, but we're going to do a graphical construction so we don't care exactly what the date is. Okay, so we see a decline, and you have, if you look at the Elliott wave, you see the three down waves composed of subsets in there, and you reach this momentum low, which is in the time period, which I guess is the middle of the 16th of January. Now, it's true that after the rally, you go down to an actual low, which is lower, but I found out in bear markets, when you want to do time symmetries in T's, you always go to the momentum low just to get safe, and that's usually... What it does is it's going to project a top, which is coming in on the 28th on the open, and it goes a little bit further, but you always want to get that top date estimate a little bit early so you have time to think and watch the other two dates. Now, what's going on here is that, as you remember in my earlier discussion, I said that the only way you can explain why the symmetry comes out right is it's basically an echo phenomenon. When I came out of MIT, I went to work for Hughes Aircraft Company, which was that particular division was doing radar work, which is even better echoes. And there's a lot of tricks you can do when you are dealing with echoes that are of very sophisticated nature. And I think that this is going to, what we're doing here is we're going to demonstrate some of those multiple echo problems where the question is, if you have a disturbance at the absolute peak, and you're going to get a reflection off the momentum low, which is going to give you this top on the 28th, and it is a physical-related phenomenon, then why don't you get another echo at the actual low? Because that one looks pretty good, too. Okay, so you have this blue T, which says, well, there's another possibility. Well, it hasn't happened yet, right? So we're not going to talk about it today, except to say what the prediction is. So, meanwhile, what's going on, in my opinion, is that this first decline that we have down to the momentum low is just a first stage of a very complicated process. Everybody, all the intermediate traders were bearish in the going down into the November low, but they are now seeing rising bottoms patterns in oscillators, which you can see in my second chart, and I'll discuss that later. And what they're seeing from this first T, which is the reddish T, is the market comes around to the actual low, and they see it pulling up, and they think it's bullish, because basically all technical analysis on momentum basis is basically looking for saucer bottoms. And when they see that rounding size and bottom, they get bullish. So you come up to this T, you don't get fooled by that if you draw the red T in, because you can see the top is going to come. And the absolute peak comes in a little bit later, but the stuff isn't that great anyway on precision. And so we got a new decline down here, and this closes out at the end of January, and that's as far as this chart goes. Incidentally, the chart is perfectly free. I buy the service so I can go back 10 or 15 years to get this stuff, but StockCharts.com will provide you a chart service going back about, I think it's about 3 years, that doesn't cost anything. So you would go and you would ask them for SPX, which is their version of the S&P 500, $SPX, and then you would go navigate, say, 10 minutes, and then you have to put the time period, you